This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife Fund will be audited. People pay into the fund when they get hunting and fishing licenses. The audit will address concerns about how the Department of Natural Resources spends that money. Lawmakers on the Legislative Audit Committee say all of it should be earmarked for hunting, fishing, and conservation. A thoughtful approach to everything from watering your lawn to brushing your teeth can help save water. So says conservationist Danny Quizzle.
Being mindful on when we're letting the tap run, where you're filling a pitcher and then you walk away for a minute to go let the dog out or something. Keeping in mind, you know, that water is running over and right down the drain.
Quizzle is urging state and local governments to better monitor water use. This week is World Water Week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth crews have restored water to businesses and homes following an early morning water main break this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the water main break occurred on Grand Avenue between Central Avenue and Eleanor Street, forcing the city to temporarily close the area off. The 12-inch water main line that collapsed was originally installed over 130 years ago. On Friday, crews worked to backfill the dig site and remove the broken pavement debris where the line collapsed before reopening the road. A program that provides garden space for low-income families in Duluth may be shut down as funding dries up. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth Community Garden Program started in the 1970s and has given low-income families space to grow healthy food on a sliding-scale fee model. Officials with the program say that donor funding suddenly started to dry up, forcing them to furlough employees and sell office space. The program needs to raise over $4,000 to retain its nonprofit status. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is considering the sale of 80,000 acres of school trust land in the Boundary Waters Canoe area. According to a Northern News Now report, the wilderness area has millions of acres of land that are controlled by the United States Forest Service, but some plots of land had been set aside to generate income for Minnesota public schools. The Department of Natural Resources is now considering transferring that 80,000 acres of school trust land to the United States Forest Service. Duluth Public Schools say new data shows their students have continued to improve their standardized test scores. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization released the assessment results for reading, math, science, and consistent attendance this week, which showed they have exceeded state averages. The biggest gap was in science, where Duluth students surpassed the average state score by about 11%. The district also says it saw an overall increase in attendance from their students last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to wear a life jacket if they plan on hitting the water for Labor Day weekend. DNR officials say there have been 13 boating-related fatalities this year, 9 of which involved people who were not wearing a life jacket. Wisconsin law also requires an available and correctly sized life jacket for each person aboard a boat. Officials are also reminding residents to follow safe boating practices like slowing down at night and telling someone where you're going before leaving. Nearly 200 votes have been officially thrown out following the ballot mishap in the town of Summit for the August primary election. Douglas County officials say no complaint has been filed since the redistricting-related election mistake. The ballots in the small town had incorrectly noted the race as the 73rd Assembly District rather than the 74th Assembly District, but all of the other races on the ballot were correct. Republican incumbent Chance Green was named the winner as the 200 votes would not have changed the outcome. Northwest Wisconsin residents have continued to speak out against the relocation project for Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. According to a Fox 21 report, the company has proposed to relocate a 41-mile-long portion of the pipeline around the reservation of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Some are calling for a complete shutdown of the pipeline, saying rerouting it would impact hundreds of wetlands and streams. Supporters say the project would bring in union jobs and millions into the local economy. The Bayfield County Board voted to oppose Congressman Tom Tiffany's proposal to make the Apostle Islands a national park on Tuesday. According to a Northern News Now report, local officials criticized Congressman Tiffany for not coordinating the move with them and allowing for public feedback before introducing the proposal. They say the change would limit hunting opportunities and does not focus on the county's need to diversify its economy. Congressman Tiffany said his office remains open to public input on the legislation. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, who transferred after playing 4 years at Miami, is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together on the field in the weight room. I think we built great communication, a great bond off the field as well. So just excited to get out there and play.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office is winding down, but there are still some good films hitting theaters. Opening this week in limited release is a film called 1992, starring Tyrese Gibson, Ray Liotta, and Scott Eastwood. The heist film is a mystery thriller set in 1992 Los Angeles following the Rodney King riots, where tensions are high. The film is currently pulling a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes. The biopic Reagan opens this weekend as well, with Dennis Quaid in the lead role as President Ronald Reagan. The film is ambitious, starting with Reagan's humble childhood in Illinois, and follows his improbable journey to the presidency. Interesting twist, the story is told through the eyes of a former KGB agent. Fair warning, though, the film is only pulling a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you want to take a trip down memory lane and are in the mood for some zombies before they were cool, check out the Shaun of the Dead re-release, if you're lucky enough to have it at your local cinema. Let's go to the movies. One of America's favorite entertainers is writing her autobiography as a Broadway musical. Yahoo News reports that Dolly Parton will bring glitz and glamour to the stage in New York and do it on her terms. The show will tell the story of her humble childhood and growing up with 11 siblings in Tennessee and follow her rise to fame in Nashville. As fun as that may sound, it gets even better as her music will be showcased throughout the story. Hello, I'm Dolly will premiere in 2026. Will Ben Affleck ever recover from his failed marriage of almost 2 years to Jennifer Lopez? Robert Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, Kick, might have the answers. According to Page Six, Kick, whose real name is Kathleen, which is actually much easier to say with Kennedy, the duo has been hanging out at various spots around LA over the last several months. Spokespeople for Affleck and Kennedy say the two are just friends who hang out at hotels alone and have sex. I paraphrase the last part. Are you tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler isn't. He's giddy about the power couple to the point where it sounds like he has an actual couple crush. No word on who he is more smitten with, Kelce or Swift. The comedian told the Kelce brothers on their New Heights podcast that his whole family loves the couple to the point where when Sandler is around Swift, he gets nervous because he doesn't want to blow it for his daughters. Speaking of Sandler, he does sound like a good friend to his pal Rob Schneider. Schneider says Sandler has called him every week for the last 30 years just to check in on him. Schneider says he's not sure when asked if he would be part of Sandler's recently announced Happy Gilmore 2, but he told People that he loves Sandler and wants him to be happy and healthy. Sounds like Schneider really wants a part in Sandler's new film, or he's hoping that his friend falls out of love with Kelsey and Swift so they can finally be together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s, and then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.